Today is the 3rd of April, 2024. Welcome to Walking the Way. My name is Ray. I want to say a big thank you to everyone for listening in as we continue to share in a regular rhythm of worship and devotion together. If you're joining us for the very first time, let me say thank you and welcome. Each episode follows a really simple pattern. It's a mixture of prayer, scripture, and music. It's easy to pick up as we go along. And don't forget, there is the Walking Away prayer book and today's script, which you can download. And if you'd like support Walking the Way, then we would really ask you if you'd consider subscribing to the channel. It's 99 cents or 99p a month. We really would appreciate it. I hate to say this, folks, but our website costs and the hosting costs have gone up nearly three times what it was over a year ago. Why? Why is that? I have no idea. Or you can find more information at rayborrett.co.uk. Links are all in the episode notes. We always start each leg of Walking the Way with our opening prayer. So let's still our hearts. Let's come before God. Let's pray, shall we? In our rising in the morning, to our lying down again, you are with us, Lord. Every hour of the day, you are our reassurance when the storms assail, and our strength when our courage fails. From our rising in the morning to our lying down again, your light shines every step of the way. You are our comfort when darkness falls, and you are our peace that calms our souls. From our rising in the morning to our lying down again, you are with us. Amen. 2 Samuel 22:17. He reached from on high. He took me. He drew me out of mighty waters. A young man goes down to the coast with his family on holiday. And while he's on the beach, he decides to ignore his mum and go deeper into the sea. At which point, he gets grabbed by a riptide and washed up out to sea against some rocks. His mum and his uncle jump in to rescue him, and his uncle ends up rescuing both the boy and his mum. Now that story means so much to me because I was that boy, and that lovely sunny day on the wild coast of South Africa will forever be burnt into my memory. I've had countless adventures in the sea since then, but that day, as I said, will always stay with me. And as I was reading today's passage and I read that verse, he reached from on high, he took me, he drew me out of mighty waters. It reminded me of how God had intervened that day on the beach. I can only say that God reached down and gave my uncle the strength to pull me and my mum out of the water. Because there's no other reason how we could have survived that day. And it's a reminder that God does rescue us. So when it seems that life is crashing down on you, God can reach down and lift you from the waves. We're going to have our first piece of music just to give us some time to center ourselves on God. Then we're going to get into our Bible readings for today. And today, we read 2 Samuel chapter 22. Heavenly Father, as we approach your word today, help us to hear it with your wisdom and respond to it with your grace. Amen. Our Bible readings this week are taken from the New Revised Standard Version, and today I'm reading 2 Samuel 22. David spoke to the Lord the words of this song for the day the Lord delivered him from the hands of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. He said, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Saviour, you save me from violence. I call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. For the waves of death encompassed me, the torrents of perdition assailed me, the cords of Sheol entangled me, the snares of death confronted me. In my distress I called upon the Lord, to my God I called. From his temple he heard my voice, and my cry came to his ears. Then the earth reeled and rocked, the foundations of the heavens trembled and reeled because he was angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils and devouring fire from his mouth. Glowing coals flamed forth from him. He bowed the heavens and came down. Thick darkness was under his feet. He rode on a cherub and flew. He was seen upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness around him a canopy, thick clouds, a gathering of water. Out of the brightness before him, coals of fire flamed forth. The Lord thundered from heaven. The Most High uttered his voice. He sent arrows and scattered them, lightning and routed them. Then the channels of the sea were seen. The foundations of the world were laid bare at the rebuke of the Lord, at the blast of the breath of his nostrils. He reached from on high, he took me, he drew me out of mighty waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me, for they were too mighty for me. They came upon me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me out into a broad place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, he recompensed me. For I have always kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his ordinances were before me, and from his statutes I did not turn aside. I was blameless before him, and I kept myself from guilt. Therefore the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness in his sight. With the loyal you show yourself loyal. With the blameless you show yourself blameless. With the pure you show yourself pure. And with the crooked you show yourself shrewd. You deliver a humble people, but your eyes are upon the haughty to bring them down. Indeed, you are my lamp, O Lord. The Lord lightens up my darkness. By you I can outrun a troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall. This God, his way is perfect. The promise of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all who take refuge in him. For who is God but the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? The God who has girded me with strength has opened wide my path. He has made my feet like the feet of deer, and set me secure on the heights. He trains my hands for war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have given me the shield of your salvation, and your help has made me great. You have made me stride freely, and my feet do not slip. I pursued my enemies and destroyed them, and did not turn back until they were consumed. I consumed them. I struck them down so they did not rise. They fell under my feet. For you girded me with strength for the battle. You made my assailants sink under me. You made my servants turn their back to me, those who hated me, and I destroyed them. They looked, but there was no one to save them. They cried to the Lord, but he did not answer them. I beat them fine like the dust of the earth. I crushed them and stamped them down like the mire of the streets. You delivered me from the strife with the people. You kept me as the head of the nations. People whom I had not known served me. Foreigners came cringing to me. As soon as they heard of me, they obeyed me. Foreigners lost heart and came trembling out of their strongholds. The Lord lives. Blessed be my rock and exalted be my God, the rock of my salvation. The God who gave me vengeance and brought down people under me. He brought me out from my enemies You exalted me above my adversaries. You delivered me from the violent. For this I will extol you, O Lord, among the nations, and sing praises to your name. He is a tower of salvation for his king, and shows steadfast love to his anointed, to David and his descendants forever. We're going to have our second piece of music, just to give us some time to think about some of those words of David. And after the music, as always, we're going to pray. Our prayer today, taken from our Walking the Way prayer book, is a prayer for our church's leadership teams. Let's pray, shall we? Righteous God, we thank you for being our Father. We pray that you would help our ministers and church leaders to live with purpose. Help them to consider how they may spur each other on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as many have been in the habit of doing. But we declare, Lord, that we will encourage our church leadership teams because we are united in our goal of seeing your kingdom here. So let us love one another and not compete because you do not think one of us is better than the other. Fill our hearts with more of your love so we may show this love to one another. Amen. We say together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us and remain with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. You've been listening to Walking the Way. All the details for today's episodes can be found in the show notes, including the scripture passages and credits for the prayers. If you'd like to support Walking the Way, and we really would appreciate it if you would, links to our giving page and also to our subscription service is in the episode notes as well. For more information, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't forget, you can also listen to us on TuneIn and Spotify. My name is Ray, and so until next time, I'll be here waiting as we continue walking the way.